Genesis, is it written as poetry?
Answers with Ken Ham, the visionary behind the popular Creation Museum near Cincinnati, Ohio.
Did you know that Christians who don't believe Genesis and a first man, Adam, actually are undermining the gospel? Genesis is written in what's called historical narrative. It's not poetry. It says Adam was a real person. He speaks to God, for example. Adam even marries. So of course he was a historical person. And Adam's even in the genealogy leading to Christ. And if that's not all, Christ himself talked about Adam being a real person. For instance, in Matthew chapter 19, Christ referred to Adam and Eve, and that they were there at the beginning of creation. Lastly, the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 5 wrote that death came from Adam, and that we all die because of his sin. How could we inherit our sin condition from someone who never existed? You see, if we deny Genesis, we cut the tie between Adam and Christ, which is so vital to the gospel. But thankfully, Adam's descendants, which means all of us, can receive salvation through Christ. Yes, Christians must accept Genesis. It's where the gospel begins.
One of our best evangelistic tools is Ken Ham's booklet, What Really Happened to the Dinosaurs? It not only answers an intriguing question, but also presents the gospel. We'll send 10 copies of this dinosaur booklet to you for a gift of any size. Call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS. 888-89-ANSWERS.